Wyoming is celebrating 150 years of women's suffrage. This fall, the University of Wyoming Department of History and Wyoming Public Media presented a limerick contest. Today, we're bringing you the winning entries. We'll begin with the top college entry by Andrea Hastings Arroyo from Laramie.
In Wyoming, the women could vote, while conservatives surely felt smote. Though the battle was steep, our state took the leap, and the Wyoming Territorial Legislature was wrote.
The contest's open division had five winning limericks. Two of them are by Louisa Hunkerstorm from Lander.
Frontiersmen in powerful roles, in suffrage had ulterior goals. Men of color can vote? We'd better take note. White ladies, please come to the polls. Out on the hardscrabble plains, women fought for political gains. Past the USA's border, they kept courtroom order. They used both their grit and their brains.
Here's Judy Boyce from Pinedale.
The wonderful day that Ms. Swain was no longer wishing in vain her opinion to cast, for it counted at last. The right now the women would retain.
Christine McGuire from Laramie was also among the winners.
Who is Esther Morris? The men in South Pass called her ma'am. With Bill Bright, they cooked up a plan. By one vote, they won what can't be undone, that women can vote like a man.
And Tom Spence from Buffalo wrote this final limerick. Democracy must include all, lest freedom stumble and fall. Suffrage and then both women and men can hasten to liberty's call. And those are the winners of the Suffrage Limerick Contest presented by the University of Wyoming Department of History and Wyoming Public Media.